Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Manic Candace podcast. This is your girl Candace, back at it again with a brand new episode of the podcast. And today, this morning, this evening, this afternoon, this good night, we are going to discuss the BBL smell and other risks. Lately on social media, there has been this video of a woman describing a Brazilian butt lift smell. She's describing this smell as horrid and grotesque, nasty, and quote-unquote flesh-eating smell. I have a video of her explaining what she means by BBL smell, and it has sparked conversation across all platforms about whether or not this surgery should even be an option for women anymore, and how awful the smell is, apparently. Men can smell it. Women can smell it. Women who have the surgery are now fessing up to having a BBL smell. It's a combination of a few things that I've come to find. And I want to discuss the three categories of risks associated with the BBL surgery in today's episode. So not only is there a risk of a odor from getting a BBL surgery, there are medical risks, obviously. There are psychological risks, and there are emotional risks that are not being discussed, and I'm going to discuss them today in this episode. So, brief overview of the Brazilian butt lift appeal. I'm someone that has a flat butt, okay? And here comes this surgery, this godsend surgery called BBL. BBL stands for Brazilian butt lift. So from now on, I'm going to refer to Brazilian butt lift as BBL. So we're all clear on what I'm talking about. This surgery seems to, like, at least for someone like me with a flat butt, it seems to be like a Hail Mary. And it kind of came across as like a solution to my problems. Like, there was a point in my life where I thought, once I get this BBL, it's over for you hoes. Once I get this BBL, I'm going to be happy. Once I get this BBL, I'm going to look complete. Once I get this BBL, blah, 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 blah. Every girl, every woman has their reason why they want a BBL or why they got their BBL. You know, but what a lot of us don't realize is that the risk can be both physically and psychologically damaging. BBLs can even cause death. And it has killed a lot of women, including like popular influencers and like rappers' girlfriends. A few of them have died due to complications of the BBL surgery. And that's just really scary because a lot of women, they travel outside of their home state to go get the surgery. A lot of women go overseas to like Mexico and then Dominican Republic to get a cheaper surgery. But they don't account for things like, not typically, they don't account for things like downtime, healing, and the effects of traveling on your newly surgically performed on body, essentially. So I'm gonna play this video of the woman that's gone viral describing an odor from her Brazilian butt lift, her BBL.
So this is part two on why I had to get my BBL surgically removed. So in part one, I was telling y'all how my sit-down ear was stinking real, real bad. And it got to the point to where I had to carry around a bottle of air freshener or a bottle of perfume. Because when I would use public restrooms, it would stink so bad and the smell would linger. It was like an embarrassment. I didn't want to come out the bathroom when it's smelling like that and someone else was waiting at the door. When I say that BBL really ruined my life, I even lost my boyfriend behind it. He was telling me the whole time, like, you're stinking real bad down there and I can't stomach it. I'm in denial, like, no, you're hating, you're mad, I got a BBL. It was the truth. It got to the point to where I would be washing my laundry, you know, weekly, like I've been doing before I got the BBL. When I would get my laundry out of the dryer, it would still smell like that rot eating flesh. I really was like, so this one day, me and my boyfriend, we get.
Okay, that's all I'm going to play for you. You got the idea. She describes what she calls a sit down air smell. Like, describing anything as sit down air is fucking crazy. But she's referring to a whiff of air when you sit down, ladies. You know, I know that I have sat down, like, on the toilet, and I've smelled myself. And I'm like, ooh, what is that, urine? Like you get a sit down whiff of your vaginal butt area. When you sit down, you get to smell what you're putting out there. If you're not smelling, that's a good indicator. But if you are, you know, go to the doctor. It might be BB. Or it might be your BBL being infected. What she proceeded to describe was an intimate moment with her and her boyfriend, and how he left the intimate moment because the smell of her butt was so bad. And she even mentioned that she would do laundry and take clothes out of the dryer, and there still being, like, she described as a flesh eating, like, rotting, flesh rotting smell. That is this being described, like she's describing, like, the smell of a dead body. Like I never smelled a dead body before, but I've smelled the back of earrings, I've smelled pus, I've smelled open flesh, and I smell infection. And it probably smells like doo-doo, caca, piss, bad breath all at once, and onions. I can only imagine what her boyfriend put up with before he left her. I mean, that's disgusting. Imagine hitting a girl from the back, like. And then you're like, what's that smell? You smell that? You smell that? Like, that's embarrassing. That is embarrassing. I have never, like, oh my God. Anyway. Sit down air is crazy. Brief history of the BBL trend. It started about 20 years ago. It was, there was a workout tape called the BBL, like, workout tape, the Brazilian butt lift workout. That's what it was called. Back in the day, there was this thing on the television called infomercials, and Beachbody was a channel that was an infomercial channel that sold workout tapes. So think of Insanity, think of Turbo Jam, think of 90 Day PX90 or 90 Day PX. Any popular DVD workout program, it was being sold on the infomercial designated for Beachbody, beachbody.com. And one of the videos that was being sold was called Brazilian Butt Lift. So it was a video of exercises that you could do to lift your buttocks, to make it more firm or make it appear larger. I've done it, but, like, this is 20 years ago, so forgive my memory. It was a series of squats, lunges, and different versions of squats and lunges and some cardio. And that's all it was. That's all the BBL was. It wasn't a surgery. It was a workout. It began to gain popularity as a term to describe women with big butts. So it was a workout, and then it became lingo. It became a part, the word BBL or the acronym BBL started to become a part of pop culture. Now, the surgery came shortly after. The butts that were advertised to be achieved through exercise were way too big and way too unrealistic. Like, the butts they were promoting that you could get by purchasing and using the BBL exercise videos, it didn't make any sense. It was like, okay, I can do as many squats and lunges and I can eat as many protein, but my butt's not going to get that huge as what's being advertised to me. Like, the types of asses that were advertised to women, men and women, were Dunker Doll, like huge, like what do the kids call it? Gyat? Is that the new term? Is gyat? Like, forgive me, I'm 29, and like, the type of asses were just unreachable with exercise. That the type of asses that Beachbody was promoting, that, hey, you can get this type of ass with our workout video, it was just not true. So the surgery naturally followed. And then we have a public figure named Kim Kardashian coming onto the scene. This is like 2008, around there. And she is the new it girl. She has a huge butt. Not only does she have big boobs, she has a huge butt. And her butt is really big. And there was, for a long time, because Kim Kardashian has a natural butt. She has a natural butt, and it was big. But she made it bigger with the surgery. And it was now known as the Brazilian butt lifts BBL surgery, popularized by Miss Kim Kardashian. So the surgery was popularized by Kim Kardashian after the BBL workout tape came out and was not producing the promised results. So the surgery was the thing that produced the promised results of a huge ass. I mean, like, a huge ass. a huge ass. So Kim Kardashian is being paraded around, I mean, all over media. She's everywhere. You couldn't escape the lore of Kim Kardashian. She was in every magazine. She was on TV with Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She was in other media because she just happened to be present at someone else's event. Like, the attention would be all on her. Like, for a good 10 years, it was all Kim Kardashian. Dare I say 15 years, it was the Kardashian family. But, like, it's finally dwindling. It's dwindled. It has dwindled, the Kardashian empire. And then, in 2013... we get this app called Snapchat. And in Snapchat, there was a profile for a certain doctor named Dr. Miami. You remember Dr. Miami? Dr. Miami coined himself as the BBL doctor. And he performed BBL surgeries live on Snapchat every single day, all day. He would show the women on the operating table being cut open from their stomachs, from their belly buttons. He showed how he performed the mommy makeover surgery. Like, he showed how he performed the Brazilian butt lift surgeries. It was ridiculous to see all this fat being sucked out of a person live on Snapchat, live on social media, and then being, like, pushed in, like, the fat being reinjected in their body through their ass. And, like, it just looks humongous. And it, now that I look back, it's almost comical how BBLs were performed. It's ludicrous, and it's almost like a circus. I mean, there will be photos, videos of BBL surgeries from Dr. Miami's own footage that will be studied for years to come. I mean, it was ridiculous. I don't know what was in the water in 2013, but it was live. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, a lot of things started to be put on live. Like, if you ever wondered how we got to where we are today with pulling out our phones, even in the midst of a crisis, to record, it started with recording the most private shit, like a surgery. And during these surgeries, Dr. Miami would be joking. He would be listening to rap music. He would be rapping along with the rap music. He'd be dancing. If I was the patient, I'd be like, what about my life? Pay attention. Make sure you don't cut an artery that you're not supposed to cut. Make sure you don't. Oh, God. We are going to go over the medical risks now of a BBL surgery. It's not just the smell. It's not just you looking botched. It's a lot of things. So we're going to discuss it. The first category of BBL surgery risks are medical. There are many different things that can go wrong during a BBL surgery or after the surgery. One of them is fat embolism. And this is where fat enters the bloodstreams and blocks arteries, leading to death. This is scary. This is like the equivalent of having a heart attack due to a bad diet. Like, this is like high cholesterol death in an instant. This is crazy. Infection. Bacteria can enter through incisions, causing severe infection. If untreated, this could lead to sepsis and possibly death. Now, sepsis is where the infection goes through the bloodstream and gets carried out through all your organs and systems in the body, and then you die. I believe this woman who made the video warning us of all the smell, I believe she had some type of infection. I don't know how severe that infection was. She didn't mention that she went back to the doctor or anything to get this looked at, but she described like a wound opening, draining, closing, opening, draining, and closing, like rinse and repeat, kind of like a piercing that's not supposed to be, kind of like a piercing rejection. Organ puncture. Improper technique can damage internal organs. When they are using the liposuction tool to suck the fat out of the body, they're really going ham on the body. They're really roughhousing the body and doing a lot of damage to the tissue. And I know someone like Dr. Miami with hundreds of BBLs under his belt and in his experience, who's to say that he doesn't get comfortable during some surgeries and just starts blindly or by muscle memory sucking out fat? It's like, what if he misses a step when he's not paying attention? You can't take individual bodies like for granted. Like, you have to pay attention. Like, this is surgery. People forget that this is surgery. And I think what Dr. Miami has done is took out the seriousness of the surgery and made it like getting a BBL, like in 2010 to 2020, you would have thought it was a normal procedure, the way women were getting it, the way women were comfortable getting it, despite the risks. And here are more medical risks. Blood clots. Immobility post-surgery increases risk of deep vein thrombosis, blood clots. When you were just sliced open from your arms to your stomach to your butt, then sometimes your chin. When you're cut open and sliced and then restuffed and then sewn up, that's a lot of trauma to your body. And you're in a lot of pain and you're immobile for a while. You can't sit on your butt for a while. Unless you're going to cause like blood clots. Like, you got to move around. Like, that's why BBLs clinics, they have, or places where they do BBL surgeries, they have some type of aftercare associated with the hospital. There's a lot of like healing homes or BBL healing homes where women stay after their surgery at these homes where they're cared for by, I don't know if they're nurses or doctors. I think they're just regular people doing massages, helping putting on fajas, which is like a compression garner that people wear after the surgery, immediately after the surgery, to shape how the body's supposed to stay or some shit. BBLs aren't even worth it. You know how many women with BBLs that seem to look good? How many corrections they have had done to their original BBL? It's not just you get a BBL and you're done. It's a little liposuction here after the BBL. It's a little nip tuck here. It's a little loosey-goosey here, tightening up here. There's a lot of fixing that goes on after you get the BBL. So the problem with BBLs initially is that it's a one-size-fits-all surgery. In theory, but in practice, it's not. That's why women have to go back again and again and again to get their BBLs fixed for it to look right. And I don't know what look right means. More medical risks, anesthesia complications. You can be allergic to the anesthesia. You could have adverse side effects from the anesthesia. You could wake up during surgery and come to find the anesthesia wore off, but you cannot move. You cannot speak. You're numb, but you're awake. That is frightening. That's one of my biggest fears. That's why I didn't go through with the surgery or with any surgery, because I'm scared. Personally, I'm scared of anesthesia. Like, I feel like I would wake up during surgery. And the scary part is like, you can't say, ow. You can't say that hurts. You can't say, stop it. You can't say that burns. Like, you're gonna, there's a woman on YouTube. I should have brought up the video, but she describes waking up during her BBL surgery and how it burned and how she was, in her mind, she was screaming and she couldn't move. And I'm like, that sounds like the worst sleep paralysis. Like, that sounds like hell. More medical risk, seroma. This is fluid accumulation under the skin and it may need draining. So like blisters. Think about how painful a blister is. Fat necrosis is a medical risk from a BBL surgery. And that's when the transferred fat dies. Let's say you take fat from your arms and you want to put it in your butt. Well, from the moment the fat was taken out of the arm and the moment it was put back into your butt, the fat has died. So you're putting dead fat cells or dead, you're putting waste material back into your body. Ugh. There is skin necrosis, different from fat necrosis. It's where poor blood supply can lead to skin death in the treated area. So let's say that around the incisions, there is low blood supply, skin necrosis. That could, and the skin starts dying, starts rotting, it's falling off. Like, that could have been the source of the smell for this woman. I'm not 100% sure on that, but she described flesh rotting smell, and this is skin necrosis, is basically rotting flesh from complications of a surgery. Another risk of BBL surgery is pulmonary embolism. This is when the blood clots travel to the lungs, and this can be fatal. Your lung could collapse. It's rare, but it's possible if fat or fluid leaks into the chest cavity. You could have unfavorable scarring. You could develop keloids or hypertrophic scars. These are scars that are enlarged. It goes from like one little speck to like this huge cauliflower looking thing. I have a keloid and it started off as a cut, pretty bad cut, pretty deep cut. And then it healed. And then out of nowhere, all this, it like blew up like a balloon. So I'm like using all this silicone gel and patches to get rid of it. So, I mean, it's small enough, but like I don't want to fuck it up by injecting it with like some steroids and making it worse. So there's that. Nerve damage is another medical risk. The loss of sensation or chronic pain at the liposuction or injection sites. So you could have no feeling in your ass, or it could be a pinched nerve and just hurt all the damn time. Like, what good is having an ass if you can't feel your ass when you shake it? You know what I'm saying? Like, can you even shake your ass if you can't feel it? Like, what's the point? Have you noticed that a lot of women with BBLs, they don't shake their ass? They can't shake their ass because I think the hand-ass coordination was disrupted by nerve damage via BBL surgery. It's just, I've seen Nicki Minaj try to twerk with her ass. It looks fucking hilarious. You could have an allergic reactions to the medications, to the compression garments, the fajas, or any material used during surgery. You could be allergic to latex. You could be allergic to the anesthesia. You could be allergic to the pain meds. You could be allergic to a lot of things. This is why it's important to be truthful with your doctor when they ask you questions about your habits, about your eating habits, your smoking habits, your drug habits, like everything, because they're going to cut you up. Excessive bruising is another medical risk. It could signal deeper internal trauma. Tissue asymmetry. This is when fat is distributed unevenly and can lead to an irregular shape. Does that make sense? Your butt cheeks could look not identical because the doctor didn't do it right. Or maybe you suffered fat necrosis in the left cheek and not the right cheek, so now your left cheek is smaller than the right cheek. The reabsorption of fat is another risk. The body may absorb up to 50% of the injected fat. So there's a chance that the body is going to metabolize the fat that you just put in. A lot of girls who are skinny, on the skinny side, it's hard for them to get BBLs because where are they going to get the fat from? Or even worse, what if you weren't a skinny girl, you're just a big girl or average size girl, and you got the fat transferred from your stomach to your ass or your arms to your ass, and your body metabolizes the fat? So it's like the ass that you walk out of surgery with, picture that, 50% reduced. That's the ass you're going to heal with. Revision surgeries is another risk. That's the additional procedures that might be required to fix issues. That's what I kind of talked about with getting a second BBL or getting alterations to your first BBL. BBLs don't always heal and turn out as expected, obviously. We talked about the medical risks, and now I want to talk about the psychological risks. There's a risk of developing body dysmorphia, and it may worsen if expectations are unrealistic. Body dysmorphia is when you feel you look a certain way, but you, in reality, you look a completely different way. This is common for women with anorexia or bulimia. They feel that they feel fat. And when they look in the mirror, they see someone fat. But in reality, it's not someone fat. You have a distorted view of yourself. That's what body dysmorphia is. And if you expect your ass to look like Kim Kardashian's after the surgery and it doesn't, you can get fucked up in the head. I don't think women stop to realize that. I did. That, like, what if my surgery gets botched? Let me give you an example. I know someone who them and their mother both got a BBL. They're both women. And my family talks shit about their BBLs. And they are in close proximity to the family. So there's like gossip going around. And one of their BBLs doesn't look right. So when I expressed that I wanted a BBL, they're like, you know, Candace, so-and-so's BBL looks horrible. And so-and-so's BBL, you can't even tell they had a BBL. Because the fat was absorbed. One of them, the fat got absorbed and the BBL went away. And the other one, what the BBL was too big for their shape. So it's just like this block of ass. I'm looking like a Lego. So, I mean, I was like, if I got a BBL surgery and it didn't look right, I'm stuck with it. And I don't know what is worse, having no ass or having a fucked up ass. So, I mean, I don't know what's worse. I don't want to find out. Another psychological risk is you can develop an addiction to cosmetic surgery, wanting more procedures to achieve the quote-unquote perfect body. Another psychological risk is depression post-surgery. Your results may not align with your expectations, and you will probably develop a sense of depression the longer you lament on the results. And it's there permanently, so depression following, you know, body dysmorphia, it makes a lot of sense to me. And that's a risk that I'm not willing to take. Another psychological risk is social pressure. The increased anxiety over maintaining your surgically altered appearance. You know, once you get to a certain look, you got to keep the look. And how do you keep a BBL exactly? I mean, if you work out too much, you lose the ass. If you don't work out the ass, you'll lose the ass. But like, what's the middle ground? What's the balance? You know what I'm saying? What's the gray area? And that could weigh a lot on someone and really stress someone out, is upkeeping the look. I mean, think about your Cardi B's and your Megan Thee Stallion's. I know Megan Thee Stallion had a BBL. Like, Cardi B's BBLs, she had one, like, she looks like she can't walk. She looks like a cartoon character. But she's had several procedures done after her initial illegal butt shots that she had, like, in a hotel somewhere. Another psychological risk is low self-esteem. A lot of women, including me, adopted the idea that my self-esteem would be bigger once I had an ass. I would feel complete once I had an ass. And that's just not true. And I'm glad I got over that. I'm glad I accept myself and, you know, willing to, if I want an ass, I can do squats. I can work out, eat protein. I mean, it's possible. It definitely is possible. It's not impossible. What is possible and or impossible is a BBL surgery. Success from a BBL surgery. Desirable outcome and results from the BBL surgery that lasts a lifetime. That 100% satisfaction that just doesn't exist for BBL surgeries. There's a lot of medical risks. There are severe psychological risks. And we're going to continue with the psychological risks. Is one of them is relationship strains. The lady described that the smell from her BBL infection or skin necrosis, to be exact, took a toll on her relationship. Her partner left her because the smell was so bad. That's a risk. That's something that could happen and damage you psychologically. Another psychological risk is negative attention. Imagine all the stares. Imagine all the posts about you on social media, people taking pictures behind your back. Or maybe your surgery was a success, but you don't like the male attention that is garnered with the BBL surgery. Maybe you are so sick of being hollered at. Maybe you're so sick of being objectified. Maybe you're so sick of being sexualized without your permission. It's because you have a butt, a big butt. And lastly are the emotional risks. Regret is long-term dissatisfaction with the results or your decision to have the surgery in the first place. That's something that I wasn't willing to deal with, was regret from getting the surgery and not liking the results and then therefore regretting it after receiving negative attention in person and online. It would be the talk of the town if I got a butt surgery and it looked bad. It would be the talk of everyone I went to high school with. It would be the talk of everyone on my social media. People would be talking behind my back about my ass. Like, I don't want that. And that could make me feel like, oh, I regret this surgery. Like, I don't want to feel that way. You know, I'm too good the way God made me for me to get surgery and regret it. Like, I'm not that bothered with how I was produced naturally. You could have a financial strain, which could be at a risk for you emotionally. The high cost of surgery, the cost of aftercare, and the potential cost of revision surgeries go way beyond your $3,500 discount BBL you went to Mexico with, or you went to Mexico to go get, or you went to the Dominican Republic to get a cheaper option. Not only are you increasing your risk of death, you're increasing your risk of infection and all other types of stuff when you travel to get a BBL, because the strain of traveling puts a lot on your newly cut and surgically operated on body. It's crazy how women think they can go and get surgery on their butt and then think that they can be on their knees for 12 plus hours on an airplane with all like the air evolution, how like liquid travels. It's just too much after you've been cut open and stuffed from your ass. The last emotional risk is medical tourism risk. Getting surgery abroad may involve unregulated clinics and lower safety standards, resulting in death, by the way. So this has been an overview and a warning to those who want a BBL, a Brazilian butt lift surgery, for those of us that want a big butt. Let's just work for it, as in going to the gym and eating properly and staying consistent and loving the results, right? Right? I have never heard or seen of a woman who built her butt the natural way and hated herself after, that got negative attention after she did it the natural way. It doesn't exist. So here is my challenge to you. If you want a big butt, use today as a start to do your squats, to do your lunges, to get your macros in, to intermittent fast, like to do your cardio. I woke up and did 2 hours of cardio this morning. Over 10 miles, over 700 calories burned. I am woman. Okay, I live downtown and there's a bunch of noises in the background with construction and beeping, so I'm going to cut this episode here. Thank you for listening to the Manic Candace podcast. Please share this episode with your friends, family, and your followers. And I bid you adieu, my friends. Bye-bye.